Welcome to the QB Chronicles, an SMU football podcast with Garrett Gilbert and Kyle Padron. Join former SMU quarterbacks Garrett and Kyle as they break down each week's game, offering insights from their own experiences on the field. In addition to game analysis, we'll also bring you special episodes featuring interviews with past and present SMU players, sharing their stories and perspectives. Whether you're a diehard Mustang fan or just love football, this podcast is your go-to source for all things SMU football. Pony up!
Welcome back to the QB Chronicles. I'm Kyle Padron, joined by 2014 sixth round draft pick by the then St. Louis Rams, Garrett Gilbert.
Good to be here. Good to be here, man.
But we're not talking about you, Acho. We're talking about SMU football. We're going to Palo Alto, California this weekend to take on the Stanford Cardinal at 7 p.m. on the West Coast. You know, Garrett, my first question for you is, you've traveled all over the country to play football. Playing at 7 p.m. Pacific on the West Coast is 9 p.m. here. What does that do to your body? And does that affect you at all? You know, does it feel longer when you're kind of sitting there in the hotel waiting for the game to start? Like, what does that do to you as a player?
Oh, yeah. It's tough, to be totally honest with you. You gotta find a way to keep yourself busy. But not only that, you got to find a way to keep yourself loose. It's easy sitting around in the hotel all day, you know, watching TV, probably watching wake up probably pretty early, you know, because you're 2 hours behind watching game day. You got meetings, you got to walk through. You probably got some more meetings and maybe even another walkthrough. But still, most of the day is spent sitting in a hotel room. So I think it's going to be on the to be honest with you, I liked having a lot of downtime because. You know, I had my kind of game day process that I like going through, but I feel like a lot of these kids potentially need some sort of structure getting ready to play that game late at night on the West Coast. So I think it's going to be on the coaching staff and the strength coaches, to be honest with you, to get those guys, make sure they're loose and ready to go and, you know, not laying on their bed all day long, not foam rolling, not stretching and just watching college football and then potentially get, you know, it's kind of hard to get going, even though, you know, you're playing in a primetime game. It can be kind of hard to get going if your body has just kind of been lazing around all day.
Yeah, that game is realistically not going to end until 12:30, 1 a.m. Back home. So it's you've got to get your mind and body prepared for it and get a good night's sleep really. The night before, as the old adage is, but, you know, curious how, if that impacts our game at all, but appreciate you addressing that. Yeah. Hopefully, you know, once they get out on the field, they're young and spry and, you know, athletic, you could probably say used to be, I don't have much of that.
No doubt about that.
But, you know, as far as, you know, jumping into Stanford, you know, what are you seeing from them so far? Obviously they're having a down year. They're 2-4 on the season. Offense, you know, I watched them play TCU, but I haven't watched a game since. I've just been score watching and kind of checking stats here. But, you know, of what you've seen of Stanford, what do you think of the matchup we have in front of us offensively and defensively?
Well, I watched a little bit. To be totally honest with you, I mean, they got blown out by Clemson, they got blown out by Virginia Tech, but most of these other games, and they got blown out by Notre Dame. But I watched a little bit of that game this past Saturday, and it was competitive midway through the second quarter. I mean, it was 7-7, and you know, these guys have some players, and they're well coached, and I've got the Manning cast on right now in the other room. So I've been listening to Coach Belichick talk all evening. And he obviously coached against the Jets for years. So we're watching Bills Jets, and Peyton and Eli keep asking him, you know, what's the deal? How do you stop the Jets? And he says, now, of course, Rodgers is new to this fall, but he says, it's Wilson, it's Breece Hall, and it's Rodgers. And that's it. And he makes it pretty simple. Well, when you look at Stanford, it's the quarterback, it's Ashton Daniels, and it's Eric Iemanar, and that's it. That's who we have to stop. Daniels has been, obviously, he's their leading passer as the quarterback, but he's also their leading rusher. He's got almost 300 rushing yards on the year, and then Iemanar has 27 catches. That's more than our leading receiver. 333 yards. That's more than our leading receiver, and three touchdowns. So our eyes got to be on those two guys, and that's how we win this game, is to stop those two guys. And I think it doesn't go any further than that. I mean, that's what Coach Belichick's saying, and if it's good enough for him, that's good enough for me. You know, it's pretty. Football is certainly a team game, but we're talking about stopping two really good players, and that's where their offense goes through.
Yeah, no, I think the great ones, Belichick certainly falls into that class, but they find a way to simplify the game, simplify the X's and O's, and I think Stanford's offense is 2 to 3 players in this case, really the quarterback and the receiver. With the quarterback also being the leading rusher. And I think to, you know, further emphasize, you know, just simplicity of the game, Stanford's been a team all year that turns the ball over. They're -3 in the turnover ratio. So another stat to watch, as Club Takeaway has had tremendous success in the first six games, of our season. I think it's something we need to watch, you know, go in, set the tone early on the defensive side of the ball, create some turnovers, whether it's punching the ball out, making interceptions and intercepting Daniels, but finding ways to get our offense on the board and on the field more frequently, and even going and scoring defensive touchdowns like we've been doing. Obviously, that's extremely helpful. But I think knowing that they turn the ball over and Daniels has a tendency to put it in a bit of harm's way, be excited to see and interested to see, you know, how many turnovers our guys are able to generate with, you know, the speed that they play with, but the aggressive nature they play with as well. See how many balls we can take away.
Yeah, that our defense ought to be on high alert. I mean, you just said it. Daniels has had a knack for turning the ball over this year. He's had an interception in each game they've played, I think, or he's averaging one per game anyway. And so we ought to be on high alert to go make some plays and get the club rolling out in Palo Alto.
Yeah, and I think just a couple other stats to point out. You know, Stanford offensively is only averaging 20 points a game. Could be something where, hey, it's, you know, offensively, we're going to go put up 35, 40, 50 points. If they don't score more than 20, they can, you know, obviously want to hold them less than that. But if they go average 20 points, we're going to blow these dudes out. Let's keep them out of the end zone, of course. But if we happen to give up 20, we should beat these guys pretty handily. We're 15.5-point favorites. You know, again, not betting advice. Take the ponies to cover here.
Not professionally, anyway. Just check my college pick'em record if you'd like.
Just casually mentioning 15.5-point favorites. Ponies should cover. But another stat I wanted to point out, too, is they are horrendous on third down offensively. They are 37% for the year. They're struggling mightily.
And for those just kind of, you know, we used to talk about, I don't know what you guys' goals were. Sorry to cut you off because I know you're rolling there. But just for some context there, we always talked about being 45% or above. So they're looking at failing two or more, you know, basically not staying on the field, you know, around two more times per game than you want to be averaging on third down. And a lot of that has to do with them not getting into third and manageable situations. You know, third and eights, obviously, with this goes without saying, but third and eights, obviously, a lot harder to convert than third and three. So that's another thing that on defense we need to be, you know, watching out for, is keeping them, you know, stopping them on early downs, forcing them into hard to achieve third downs.
Yep. Yeah, I think the other thing I'm excited for, I've noticed it the last few weeks, but Red has been taking the ball in the first half, which I love. I love, you know, again, the aggressive nature. You know, let's take the ball. Let's go put some points up quickly. Offensively, we've done that in the first drive the last couple of weeks and gone down to get points quickly. And I think, you know, from when I was playing, and Garrett, when you were playing, when the opposing team, they take that opening kick and they go down and score 5, 6, 7 plays later, it's like, oh, damn, like we're already down 4 minutes off the clock. We've got to go respond to it. And I think that puts pressure on them. And I like the way that, you know, Rhett's thinking about this is let's go get the ball. And, you know, I hope in our case, you know, we either win the toss and take the ball, or if we lose, Stanford decides to kick. I love having the ball first, always have, and excited to see if that continues to be a thing. But I think it does put a lot of pressure. You know, again, our offense is hitting a stride, and if we can go put up points quickly within the first few minutes of the ball game there, I think it puts Stanford at a disadvantage and gets Daniels probably, you know, pressing a little bit, where some of those turnovers become more frequent and consistent for our guys playing on defense.
Yeah, I think I totally agree. I mean, I having played for Coach Belichick, we were always big into deferring, taking the ball in the second half. That being said, I'm all on board with it. I love what you're saying. We talked earlier about kind of sitting around the hotel room all day. You sit on the sidelines for a 5-minute drive early in a game, and then first time you touch the ball, you're down 7-0. Talk about finding a way to kind of just get a little bit, tightened up. You've been kind of getting ready to play all day long. You go warm up, we kick off, and then you don't see the ball for 20 minutes. Or 20 minutes of real time, 5 or 6 minutes of clock time. And that can certainly have an effect. So yeah, I'm with you. And he's obviously Rhett. We talked on our kind of mid-season review episode about how Rhett's kind of getting more creative. He's loving his opening script. And that's evidenced by the fact that we've been marching it right down the field early in games. And so I'm excited to see, hopefully, that continue.
Anything you want to highlight as far as things to watch from either Kevin or, offensively in the passing game, anything you want to spotlight that you're either interested in seeing what we do differently or hopefully keep consistency with?
Yeah, I think, just kind of looking at these numbers here, this is a team that's really not highly ranked anywhere statistically. And certainly not to say that they can't go play football, because they've competed. They've played a lot of competitive games. They went on the road to beat Syracuse earlier this season. But I think that, this is a game, and it's going to be, this is a game where we have the better players. This is an ACC game where we have the better players and we are the better team. And I think it's another one where we ought to go with. These are the types of games that big time programs go win. And it's a road game. Sure, it's on the West Coast. Sure, it's at night. But let's go be the SMU that we've talked about all year, and go kind of step on their throat early. These guys, they don't stop the run. They do a decent job stopping the run. They've not been very good against the pass. But our rushing offense has been phenomenal all year long. And I think we have to have the mentality, that our offensive line can go dominate and move the line of scrimmage on anybody. And let's go establish the run game early, and then let Kevin make plays as he's been doing, and spread the ball around to all the different receivers that we've had make plays for us this year.
Yeah, no, I love it. I don't have anything to add to that. I think getting the run game established and then letting Kevin create off of the run game, that's probably going to be a key for our offense going forward, and certainly one to watch this Saturday. We appreciate you all listening to this week's episode of the Pat and Go preview for SMU-Stanford, and look forward to breaking down the game on Sunday evening and being back with you all again shortly. Funny up. Yeah.